Get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Ivory Flakes.
Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear.
Say, Margaret, have I ever mentioned my young nephew?
Why, no, Ed.
Oh, he's a cute kid. Fancies himself a budding Thomas A. Edison. Yesterday, he even had an explosion in the cellar. The test tubes blew up.
Nice for his family.
Their life isn't placid.
Well, the boy's probably learning a lot. Matter of fact, Ed, I bet he knows more than you do about testing things in tubes.
Maybe so, but ask me about testing things in tubs.
Oh, Ed. But you really do know about wash testing.
Know about it? Why, I've seen some of the most convincing wash tests ever made in the Ivory Flakes laboratories. And friends, take it from me. Those wash tests prove what Margaret and I always say.
That with Ivory Flakes care, pretty clothes give up to twice the wear. Well, we saw blouses, slips, rayon dresses, sweaters, any number of things washed over and over in Ivory Flakes.
And how did they look?
Exactly how you'd like them to look, friends. Bright and colorful, practically like new.
But you should see the clothes that were washed the wrong way, with the wrong kind of soap. That's a story of a different color.
The clothes were a different color, all right.
They were so faded. Oh, boy. And frayed at the seams, too. Friends, let those wash tests be a lesson to you. These days, it's hard to replace nice things. So always give your pretty clothes Ivory Flakes care.
And always give your rayon stockings Ivory Flakes care, too. Do it every night, and they'll fit better. Really cling.
Besides, in strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as stockings washed with the wrong kind of soap.
Oh, Ivory Flakes are really safe. They're the flake form of pure, mild ivory soap, you know.
Change to gentle Ivory Flakes care for your blouses, slips, house coats. They'll give you up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock in the evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Vic, Sade, and young Russell. Sade is seated on the davenport with her sewing basket, while Vic and young Russell stand beside the library table, having just this moment returned home from a visit to Ike Kneesupper's basement. Listen.
I'm glad you're back so soon. I was afraid I'd have to walk over after you.
Why?
We're going to have company directly.
Oh, Ted and Ruthie, Ted and Ruthie. We're going to play cards with Ted and Ruthie.
No, Uncle Fletcher's coming.
Really?
I talked to him on the phone just after you fellas went over to Ike Kneesupper's. He ought to be here any second.
Uncle Fletcher hadn't been around in quite a while.
He's going to stay all night?
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow night, too.
What size are you?
Says he needs a rest.
Rest?
Oh, you know how he is.
How is he?
Oh, ish.
My wife vouchsafes oh-ish and refuses to explain. I believe I'll make a poem out of that. My wife vouchsafes a wish and refuses to explain. The fish is in the dish, and my uncle's in the rain.
That's pretty rotten poetry.
Isn't it? Come here and sit in my lap.
No, but here's the thing of it, I guess. Uncle Fletcher's been busy doing this, that, and other trash. Little trivial junk, I imagine, but he's had stuff to occupy his time, and it's made him feel kind of halfway big and important and... You know.
He called up and told you he needed a rest and he's coming to stay with us?
Just over tonight and tomorrow, maybe Sunday.
Mm. What all's Uncle Fletcher been doing, Mom?
Well, for one thing, living in Hank Utstop's hotel room while Hank was on his vacation.
Well, that don't sound like so much exertion a guy'd need a rest.
Well, he had to feed Hank's goldfish and Hank's puppy dog and lots of little chores.
Well, I bet he's worn to a frazzle.
Well, let's be nice to him when he comes.
Oh, I never was anything but nice to Uncle Fletcher.
You and Gov tease him.
No.
Do too.
Oh, maybe every once in a while we good naturedly.
Here he is. Here he is. I heard the kitchen door open. I heard the kitchen door open. Russell, call the police. Sade, is my hair combed?
Hello. In the living room, are they?
Hi, Uncle Fletcher.
Evening, Russell, honey.
Come on in, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh, that's right, Sadie.
My collar's too tight. Do you think he'll notice my upper lip quivering? Russell, bring me a piece of Christmas candy.
No, that's what I mean, Dick.
My feet feel hot and then they feel cold.
That's teasing, and I think it's mean. Uncle Fletcher realizes you're jollying him when you carry on idiotic like that.
Uncle Fletcher's not even in the room.
How'd you like it if you visited somebody in their home and the host...
It's easy to see you despise me, Madam Hackthorn. Here, take back your crackerjack.
No, but I'd watch that.
What's keeping Uncle Fletcher?
I bet he stopped to tie his shoe.
He's always tying his shoe.
Uncle Fletcher?
That's right, Sadie Loving.
You quit sticking your tongue out at me, Russell.
I never stuck my tongue out at you.
Well, somebody did. Say, have you got an extra plug of tobacco?
Ha-ha, ha-ha. Funny, funny man.
I stopped there in the dining room a minute to tie my shoe. What's the trouble?
My shoe's soon become untied this afternoon, too.
Is that a fact?
I was about to tip my head at a pretty girl, and my darn old shoestring become untied.
That'll be enough of that.
Oh, Cedric, I don't have to be so thin-skinned.
Uncle Fletcher, I was just pleased as a horse when you told me over
my
the phone you
on the
thought
back
you'd
porch.
Come and rest up a couple
my
days.
My valise is out on the
I
back porch.
I said to Vic and Russell, I said, well, isn't...
Sadie, honey, my valise is out on the back porch.
Oh, is it? Oh, grand. Russell, skip out.
It can stay there a minute. It can stay there a minute. Thunder.
See what you've done?
A poor half-wit travesty.
You better just keep still.
Yes. Who's the joke on?
The joke's on God.
Okay. Joke's on you this trip.
Yeah, darling. I sure stick my neck out that time.
Well, we all fall victims of somebody else's sharp wit.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
I ain't got to watch the things I say liable to hurt people's feelings.
No, I had it coming.
Well, I'm glad to see everybody's friends again. Russell, go get Uncle Fletcher's valise.
Yes, Russell.
Yeah.
Here, wait a second. I'll give you a copper.
Nah.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second while I fish out my pouch.
I guess I left my pouch at home on the sideboard.
All right. We've had enough funny man's trash for one evening.
Hmm.
Russell, honey.
Yes?
I guess I left my pouch at home on the sideboard. Who's the joke on this time?
Me.
Yeah?
Sure.
No, the joke's on me this time.
No, the joke's on me.
Joke's on me. I've the party left their pouch home on the sideboard to where I can't give you a copper. Joke's on me.
Okay, the joke's on you.
Now, go fetch my valise.
Okay.
You'll see it there on the back porch beside the wash bench.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, Russell's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Likely, Vic, honey, Sadie's told you the results of our conversation via the telephone early this evening?
Yes, she did. I understand we're going to have the pleasure of your company a day or so.
All right, mister, watch it.
Fact of the matter is, Vic, honey, I need a rest.
Uh-huh.
I've been going it pretty strong here the last 2 weeks or so.
Uh-huh.
Likely, Sadie's described my various activities.
Oh, she'd mentioned that.
That's right. No, a man can't turn himself into no machine.
Uh-uh.
Flesh and blood, you know.
Sure.
Flesh and blood.
Uh-huh.
I saw Mr. Fletcher out in the alley. He hollered, Adrian saw something.
Take her upstairs to my bedroom, Russell, honey.
Okay.
Just lay the nitwit valise beside the numbskull dresser.
Okay. Gov, I saw Mr. Cracker out in the alley.
I'll give you a copper when you get back down.
What?
He's not afraid to go upstairs by himself.
No.
Run along, Russell. Just toss the nitwit valise beside the numbskull dresser.
Okay.
I'll give him a copper when he gets back down.
You left your pouch at home on the sideboard.
That's what I say.
Mm.
Yes, Vic, I felt I needed a little rest.
Uh-huh.
A man can't go like a house of fire all the time.
No.
I occupied Hank Dutstop's hotel room 2 weeks there without a breather.
That must have been a terrific strain.
All right.
And there's this about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so young as I was.
Uh-huh.
I've got to take trash a little easier.
Sure, uh-huh.
So this afternoon I said to my landlady, Miss Keller, I says, Miss Keller, I believe I'll go stay to my niece's over Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Rest up, I says. I packed my lame brain valise right then and there.
Mighty glad you did.
Everybody's glad.
Uncle Fletcher, speaking of your landlady...
What?
I say, speaking of your landlady, Miss Keller, has she said anything
more? I don't have to ask my landlady anything.
No, I'm only saying...
You better not open a trap over any actions of mine.
You don't understand me, Uncle Fletcher. I'm asking if there's been any more said about her getting married.
Yes, plenty.
Oh?
But I'm putting all such matters out of my mind.
Why?
I'm putting all worrisome matters out of my mind. I'm not going to worry about my landlady, Miss Carr, getting married. And I'm not going to worry about the peanut machine down in the interurban station. And I'm not going to worry about powder unbleat removing the odor from hyena grease. And I'm not going to worry about buying an interest in B.B. Ball's wonderful and delicious invention known as Stingy Berry Jam. I'm not going to worry about any half-wit thing.
I'd kind of like to know about Miss Keller and her plans for...
You know, of course, what and where Little Rock, Arkansas are, don't they, Vic?
No.
You're not familiar with what and where Little Rock, Arkansas are?
No.
All right, then. Let me ask you this question.
Shoot.
Are you familiar with the Little Toledo Cream Clam and Clock Separator?
No.
I'm about ready to give up on you, Vic.
Oh, I'm a miserable fathead.
Yes.
I'm the most miserable fathead in the whole world.
I've heard of characters that never knew what and where Little Rock, Arkansas were. And I've heard of characters that never knew what and where the Little Toledo Cream Clam and Clock Separator were. But I never heard of any character that never knew neither what and where Little Rock, Arkansas were, or what and where the Little Toledo Cream Clam and Clock Separator were.
I repeat, I'm the most miserable fathead.
Ishvik, cut out the silly talk. So you won't tell us about your landlady, huh, Uncle Fletcher?
No.
Oh, why won't you?
Because I'm going to rest the next couple of days.
Oh.
I'm not going to bother my head about a thing.
Hmm.
As regards Miss Keller becoming married, I confidently look for enormous developments within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Really?
But right now, I'm emptying my mind of everything.
Hmm.
I've just gone through a mighty vigorous 2 weeks. I'm going to give body and brain a chance to mend.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Russell, I see, has returned.
Yeah?
You placed my valise next to the dresser, aren't they, Russell?
Uh-huh.
Good work.
Yeah.
Vic, honey.
Hey.
Say.
Uh-huh.
Russell?
Yes, Uncle Fletcher?
Let's pop some popcorn.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. You know, little things often mean so much.
Especially to a woman.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Take the matter of what soap a woman chooses. Now, that might seem like a little thing.
But what disastrous things can happen when a woman chooses the wrong kind of soap?
Good heavens, yes. To rayon stockings, for instance. Why, when you wash rayons with the wrong kind of soap, they're likely to break into holes and run in no time.
But when Ivory Flakes is the soap...
Oh, with nightly Ivory Flakes care, rayon stockings really last longer.
Yes, sir. In stockings strain-tested were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap.
And nightly washing in Ivory Flakes keeps rayons fitting better, more smoothly.
All your rayon hose deserve Ivory Flakes, friends. They're ivory mild.
And ivory pure. Next time you go to the store, ask for Ivory Flakes.
If your dealer happens to be out of them, try again.
Don't wash things the wrong way. Use Ivory Flakes for your blouses, slips, housecoats, sweaters. Honor bright with gentle Ivory Flakes care.
You'll get up to twice the wear. Again Monday, join in the fun with Vic and Save. Same time, same station. This is Ed Herlihy.
And Margaret MacDonald.
Saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Conserve soap. It's both thrifty and patriotic. Soap's made of vital war materials. Save soap. It's a wartime...